He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
有名な話ですし、ストーリーははっきりしていますね。
This story is really famous and it's also really clear.
イエス様の一行がエリコにやってくるわけです。
Jesus went along to Jericho.
で、イエス様は神の国を述べ伝えていたんですね。
And he was trying to speak with people about God's kingdom.
悔い改めを呼びかけていました。
And he was calling out to them for their repentance.
また多くの人を癒していました。
And then also a lot of people were being healed.
ですから、このイエス様の一行がいろんなところで宣教しているのはみんな有名で聞いてたんですね。
So people, what Jesus was doing, moving along and healing and giving this message was famous. People around heard about it.
ですから、イエス様が来るぞって言うとみんなですね、仕事を辞めて見に行ったんです。
So it was so becoming so well known that if they heard Jesus was coming, they would just drop what they were doing and try to run and see him.
でこの時もそうです。イエス様がエリコの町にやってくるんですね。
This time was no different. People heard he was coming to Jericho.
もうわーって道に行ってイエス様の一行を迎えるんですね。
They just started running to try and see if they could meet Jesus along the road.
でこの時にザーカイさんも見に行きます。
And then so among the people running was this man Zacchaeus.
この頃はローマの帝国の支配にあったので税金をローマに納めなくちゃいけない。
And at this time, the Israelites were actually under Roman rule, so they needed to pay taxes to Rome.
それを集める主税人がいて、その一人がこのザーカイさんでした。
So there were these tax collectors who had the job of taking money and then passing it along to Rome, and Zacchaeus was one of them.
そして彼はその頭でしたから結構お金が持ってたんですね。
And then he was clever with what he was doing, so he really had a lot of money.
有名人でもあったわけです。
And then he was actually kind of famous for.
でも彼はイエス様を見に会いたかったんですけど、私のように背が低かったので見えなかったんですね。
He really wanted to see Jesus, but he was too short.
もうよくわかります。後ろから一生懸命飛び投げながらこう見るようなことはありませんか？
I can really understand how he feels. Has that ever happened to you?
ね、人と写真撮るのも一瞬だけ飛んで写真撮るとかね。
For example, you're trying to take a picture of someone and you don't want to look that short, so you just try to jump when a shot is taken.
多分そんなことは私しかないと思うんですけども。
Well, it might only be me who feels that way.
でも彼はですね、ですから仕方ないので、もう分かってるんです。コースが分かってるので先回りして、桑の木の上で待ってたんですよ。
Well, Zacchaeus didn't want to give up the opportunity to see Jesus, and he knew where he would probably walk.So he just ran ahead to the tree. And I imagine he's the only one who thought of climbing the tree, so he was kind of looking out from the tree all by himself.
いい大人ですよ。
What a good adult.
いいおじさんがですね、あの木に隠れてイエス様を見てるんですよ。
Oh yeah. Or do you think little kids could probably see him up there and they were like, "What is that grandpa guy doing up in that tree?"
でもその時にイエス様の一行がこの下に来た時にですね。
But when Jesus and the crowd of people with him came to the bottom of the tree,
イエス様が言うんです。ザーカイ、すぐ降りてきなさい。
But then Jesus suddenly turned and pointed the tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down from there.
今日私はあなたの家に泊まるよって言うんです。
And then Jesus said in front of everyone, Zacchaeus, I need to stay at your house tonight.
そしてザーカイは喜んで降りていくんですね。降りてきます。
Zacchaeus was really excited and came down the tree right away.
でも周りの人たちは、ちょっとおかしいよね。あの人一番この町で悪い人だよね。
But the other people immediately started complaining about that. Like, he's the worst guy in the whole village.
罪深い人のところにイエス様行くの?
Why is this, like, number one sinner? That's the house that Jesus goes to.
でもザーカイは関係ないですね。ありがとうございます。
ザキエス didn't care about all that. He was just excited that Jesus was
there. でもそれだけじゃないんですね。さっきの写真で自分の財産の半分をまあ、ジジイストに与えるって急に言うんです。
But that's not all. Once Jesus got to his house, he suddenly started saying crazy things like, "I'm going to give half of my fortune to poor people."
今まで、ね、一生懸命ちびちびちびちびこう取ってたの半分をあげちゃうっていうんです。
Up until then, he had been like so stingy and just trying to get, you know, one yen here and two yen here and get a lot of money.
騙して取ってたらそれを四倍にして返すっていうんです。
And then not only was he going to give away half of his money, but he was going to point out the people he had cheated and pay them back four times.
でその時イエス様は言うんです。今日救いがこの家にやってきたというんです。
And but then Jesus proclaimed, "Salvation has come to this house."
今日救いがザーカイの家にやってきたというんです。
Today salvation has come to Zacchaeus' house.
この話を聞いててちょっと不思議に思うことはありませんか
？So when you hear this story, can you think of anything that seems like this is so strange?
やっぱり僕はね、やっぱりなんでイエス様はザーカイの名前知ってたのと思うんです。
The thing that seems strange to me is, why does Jesus know Zacchaeus' name?
バレてて、おい、鈴木、おいでなさい。なんでこの人知ってんのっていう感じですよね。
If I imagine myself in the tree and then Jesus walks up and says, Hey, Suzuki, get down here. That seems so weird.
今日お前家泊まるからねって言うんです。
I'm going to stay at your house tonight, okay? That's just strange.
皆さんどうですか急に、おサイモン、今日お前引っ張れって言われたら、
What do you think?
どうですか
like, imagine yourself. You're the person in the tree and Jesus suddenly points at you.
それが
Come to your house.
不思議なこと。もう一つ不思議なのは、あ皆さん不思議に思うことまだあるかもしれないですけど、そうサイモンじゃない。ザーカイが降りてきてですね、降りてきて、みんなガチャガチャ言ってるんですけど、もう半分財産あげますって言うんですよ。
I mean, there's a lot of things that are strange in this story, but the next one is like this. Like, he comes down the tree, and then he just starts saying that he's going to give away half of his fortune.
4倍して返すって言うんですよ。
And I'm going to, like, repay everyone I've cheated up to four times what I took from them.
何が起きたのか考えませんかそこで。どうしたんだろう
Don't you just wonder, like, what happened to him?
で、イエス様がこのザーカの家に泊まるって言った時には、だって名前を知ってたらこのザーカイって人気のない人が悪い人ってことも知ってるわけですよね。
So, I mean, we can assume if Jesus knows his name, he must also know he's not a great guy.
もし言ったら周りから何あの人って思われることも知ってたんですけど、イエス様はあえてザーカイのところに行くっていうんです。
We can also assume that Jesus knew he doesn't have a great reputation. Everybody doesn't like him and thinks he's a cheater.But that's who Jesus chose to call his name and say he's going to go to his house.
もしよく知ってたら、ザーカイ、降りてきなさい。お前ね、悪いことするんじゃないのって言うかもしれないんですよ。
I mean, we're more likely to think, if he's really that bad, why doesn't Jesus say, Zacchaeus, get down here! Why have you been doing those terrible things?
もう分かってるわけですから、あなた不正してるでしょ?ダメでしょ?って。言うと思いませんか?
I mean, when it's just, that's how we think, right? That why wouldn't Jesus be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you such a cheater?
でも、イエス様は全然、ただ、今日あなたの家に泊まるよって、そのまま言って、普通にっていうか、もう、受け止めてくださるんですよね。
I mean, think about it though. Jesus didn't treat him like that at all. He didn't even mention it. He just said, hey, I would like to go to your house today.He just treated him like a normal person.
ね、で、そのイエス様の、まあ、彼の取り扱いというか受け止め方を聞いて、彼は変えられたんですよね。
So I just think that in that moment, Zacchaeus was changed by Jesus treating him as a normal friend.
イエス様と出会うことによって、もう彼も分かってたと思うんですけど、自分の罪が見えたんですね。
I mean, I think that Zacchaeus knew that Jesus knew he had been doing a lot of things that were bad.
イエス様との出会いの中で、彼は自分の罪深さもはっきりと見えてきたんだと思うんです。
And so, in his heart, I think he could just feel, whoa, The things I've been doing, it's wrong. It's really bad.
そしてもう心の中でそれをやめようと思ったらしいんですよ。
And then it seems like in the same moment in his heart, he really felt, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be that person.
何かそこでイエス様の出会いの中で何か癒しが起こってくるんですね。
So, along with him feeling like, I'm not going to be that person anymore, there was a kind of healing that happened in his heart.
今まではもうお金しかないと思って何か自分の傷を何かもう人も関係ないなと思うそういうような傷を持ってたかもしれないんですよ。
I mean, up to that point, his heart must have been kind of wounded, you know, because he just needed to grab onto whatever he could get from himself.
でもイエス様との会話の中でそれが洗い落とされて癒されていくんです。
But I think we can just see here that there was something about the way Jesus approached him that like.Calmed him down, that made him feel he doesn't have to be the person who's trying to get things for himself.
ですから、もう降りてきて立ったら、もうなんでしょう、もう変えられたので喜んで半分あげます、4倍返しますって言えるようになってるんですね。
So I mean, even in the moment, like the second from when Jesus has called him and he's in the tree.And he's climbed down. It's like his heart has already been changed. He's already ready to say things that sound crazy to other people.
これは仕方なしのしょうがないから半分あげるとか、ね、しょうがないから4倍に返すじゃないんですね。心の中でそれが自然にできるように彼は変えられたんですよ。
So we have to notice he's not reluctant. He's not saying like.Oh, all right. I guess I'll give half of my money. He really wants to do it because that's how much his heart has been.
今まではもうお金集めが楽しみだったんですけど、それに全く興味がなくなったんです。
I mean, up until then, it was like his only interest in his life is he just needs to get more money.
もうお金お金って思うことが馬鹿らしくなったんです。
I mean, he was just like crazy for it. Money, money, money. I have to get more, more.
もうこれは意味がないと彼は。思うようになったんです。
But then in that moment, he just realized that is meaningless.
そしてイエス様との出会いの中でイエス様が教えるように、ま、自分のものを貧しい人に与えようと喜んで与えようと思えるように変えられたんです。
And he was so changed that he was just able to take the same attitude as Jesus. I want to take care of people who are poor and don't have enough.
もういらないところ、もうあげるあげる、もういいっていう感じに。変えられていったんですね。
I mean, his attitude is like completely opposite. As much as he tried to get it before, that's how much now he wants to give it away.
イエス様との出会いの中でザーカイが癒されて変えられたんです。
So in the moment of meeting with Jesus, Zacchaeus was healed and changed.
今までの価値観が全く変わったんです。
All of the things that were valuable to him to that point were just completely different.
イエス様がザーカイにザーカイ今日降りてきなさいあなたの家に泊まるよと言った声その出会いの中でザーカイは確かに変えられて全く新しい人にされたんです。
There is something in Jesus' gentle, friendly, loving approach to Zacchaeus and the way he said, called his name and said he's going to go to his house and that changed him.
もう一箇所あれルカに福音書から読みたいんですけど今度は14章ですよ。
Okay, let's look at one other passage. It's in Luke.
これは今日の今ザーカイが財産を与えたというところも含めてこう与えることについて少し考えたいんですけれども。
Okay, so now let's think about this part of Zacchaeus like wanting to he changed. He wanted to give away his money now.
この時はイエス様はお金持ちのパリサイ人の議員の家に招かれてそこに食事をしていました。
So then there was this scene where Jesus has been invited to a Pharisee's house.
He's like a congressman.
He's kind of like a government official, and Jesus was going to be at his house.
ここでその日が安息日だったんですけども、イエス様が人を癒すんですね。
And then that was supposed to be kind of like a holy day where you don't.A Sabbath, and you're not supposed to work, but Jesus healed somebody.
そしてですね、その時にイエス様はみんなね、 上座に座ることを好んじゃいけません。もっと謙遜になりなさいということをお話をされます。
And Jesus was talking with people and explaining to them, let's be more humble.
まあ、議員の家ですから、まあ、みんな結構有名な人を来て、みんな、本当に謙遜が必要だよって話をしますね。謙遜っていうのは humble。
So there were all the people that were there were kind of like a little bit famous, important people, but Jesus was trying to talk with them about being humble.
はい。ルカの14章の11節からお読みしますね。
So we're going to read Luke 14.
はい、します。誰でも高ぶる者は、あ、一緒にね。誰でも高ぶる者は低され、へりくだる者は高められる。またイエスは招いてくれた人にも言われた。昼食や夕食の会を催すときには、友人も兄弟も親類も近所の金持ちも呼んではならない。その人たちもあなたを招いてお返しをするかもしれないからである。宴会を催すときには、むしろ貧しい人、体の不自由な人、足の不自由な人、目の見えない人を招きなさい。そうすれば、その人たちはお返しができないから、あなたが幸いだということですね。
Okay, let's read the same section in English. Can you read it with me? For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. He said also to the man who had invited him, When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid.But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.
この頃はですね、共に食事をすることとかパーティーを開くことが一番の交わりの時だったんですね。
So at this time, giving these kind of parties and inviting people to come around was big deal.
で、ま、招かれたらお招きを返すようなことをこうしてたわけです。
And they almost kind of had a system like, okay, you invited me, so the next time I need to have a party and I'm going to invite you.、
ね、そして招く人は有名人だと、ああ、というような感じで、そういうような、交わりの社会でした。
So then the person who was able to invite more people would almost be like kind of famous and it was just had become normal in their society.
でもイエス様はここで不思議なことを言われます。
So this thing that Jesus is saying to them must have sounded so strange.
その友人や兄弟や親戚は招くなって言うんです。
He's saying like the opposite of what they would usually do. Don't invite your friends. Don't invite your neighbors. Don't invite your family.
なぜなら彼らを招いたらあなたお返しをされるから招かないって。
If you invite them, they're going to invite you back. So don't invite them.
でも普通僕ら私たちはね、何かお返し期待しながら何かすることありませんか？
I mean, but we're like that now too, right? We can't help it. We think, oh, if I do this, then they might do that.
これしたらきっといいことあるからとか、ちょっと何かそんな思いありませんか？
I mean, can we just admit sometimes we think that, right? If I do this, maybe they'll do something nice for me too.
でもこのイエス様言われます。貧しい人、体の不自由な人、足の不自由な人、目の見えない人、そういう人たち。を招きなさいっていう。
But instead, Jesus is telling them, like, invite people who can't see or can't walk or have some kind of trouble.
だって彼らお金も何もないから、あなた方招くことないんですよって言うんです。
They don't have any money, so they're not going to invite you back.
どうでしょう。皆さん不思議に思いませんか。
What do you think? I mean, even for us, that sounds kind of strange.
気がつかずに私たちは何か自分のものを差し出すときに、こう。そのこれが良い影響があったらいいなとか思いますね。
Yeah. It might be even like kind of subconscious, but we can't help it. Like we just think about, oh, if I give them this, it might be really good. It might help them.
このお花あげたらちょっと僕の方に心が向いてくれるかなとか。
Yeah. Or even if you know you bought your flowers for your girlfriend and then you're hoping, ooh, I hope she's gonna like me more.
この
ちょ
っと。このチョコレートとかね、こういろんな思いで私たちはありますよね。
Yeah, or I mean, it's a system, right? On Valentine's Day, somebody has to give the chocolate, and then the next time you can get it back.
まあ人に献金するときもですね、これ献金したら必ずいいとこに、いいことに使われなきゃいけないとか思いませんか？
Yeah, or even if you're giving a donation, but you still have something in your heart that's like, they better use this to do something really good.
もう大切なもんだから、一番効率よく、一番 こううまく使えるようにって時間とかお金とかそう思いませんか？
And then we think about it like this. If I give this much, it better go really well. They better have like a lot of good results. Something coming out of that.
でもイエス様は言うんです。そんなの考えるなって言うんです。
But Jesus is saying, don't think about that at all.
全く見返りとか影響力効果ある考えるなって言うんですね。
Just forget about what is going to happen when you've given this away. That's not in your control.
これが喜ばれるかどうかは関係ないんですね。
Don't think about are they going to be so happy if I give this.
これがいろんな効果があるとか関係ないんですね。
Don't think about how effectively will this be used.
もうザーカイはもう自分の財産を分け与えてたまらないんです。
Zacchaeus is so changed. He can't wait to give away half of his money.
ザーカイは変えられたんですね。
Well, that was just amazing.He was a different person.
私たちは見返りなく与えなさい、もしくは愛しなさいという教えを受けています。
I mean, all of us here have learned, like, never mind about what you're going to give back, and just love people around you.
時間を、お金を、さまざまなことを与えなさいと言います。
And we learn, like, okay, give your money, give your love people, give your time.
でも、何かそれが頭の知識でしなくちゃいけないから、これした方がいいからと思うことがありませんか？
But when we think about it, just like in our head, then we can't help feeling like we're doing that because we have to.
でもザーカイは完全に変えられて、もうあげ、それを人にあげることしか、もうそれを喜びのように思えるまで変えられたんですね。
But Zacchaeus has been so changed. He's not thinking about it with his mind like, okay, I have to do this. He just wants to do it. It's like overflowing from his heart.
彼は自分この世のスタンダードから解放されました。
And so he had been really set free from the standards, the ways that we usually think in the world.
彼は神様の価値観を身につけることができました。
And he was able in that moment to just be changed to living by God's standard.
でもですね、それはイエス様の出会いの中で癒しがあったんですよ。
But don't overlook how he needed Jesus's healing.
彼は自分の力でイエス様に癒されて喜んでできるように変えられたんです。
He was changed by Jesus and healed by Jesus. He was not doing that out of his own power.
私たちは頭でしなくちゃいけないと思う前に私たちはイエス様に癒される必要があるかもしれません。
We think, okay, I've got to do this, and we try to mentally will ourselves to do things, but we need to be changed and healed by Jesus.
まあ、最近祈ってる時にですね、いろんなことを、まあ、感じるんですけれども、考えるんですけれども。
Lately, when I've been praying, there are just different things that kind of come to me.
で、祈っててですね、やっぱり、祈る前にというか、結構今日自分こういう失敗しちゃったなとか、あれまずかったなと思うことは何か多くあります。
And also, just kind of also comes to me like, oh, the mistakes that I made today, something, oh, I wish I didn't say that or do that.
まあ、例えばですね、皆さんにこういろいろ言ってるけど、全然実行してない自分を見たりするわけですよ。まあ、言ってよく言うよとか思うわけですよ。
Maybe, I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but for example, maybe I just talk about things, but I'm not that good at follow through. And then I feel so bad about it.
言ってるけど今日俺何もしなかったなとか思うんですよ。
Yeah. I'll just feel like, oh, I said I was going to do this, and I said I was going to do that, and I didn't do any of them.
こういう俺口ばっかりの表面的な人間だろうと落ち込むわけですよ。
I'm so fake. I just keep saying all these things and promising and I don't do it. I feel so depressed.
だから、だけども、ダメでしたね。俺ダメだなと思って祈ってるわけですね。
And so then when I'm praying, I just like almost attacking myself, like, oh, what's my problem? Why am I like that?
ああと思うんですけど、でも、そう祈ってるときね、最近神さんは私こう言われるんですよね。
But I feel like lately when I've been praying this, God is kind of giving me a message that seems like this.
You are good.
あなたはいい人だ。
まああなたは良いって言うんですね。
And God is like telling me that I'm good.
I'm good. 気がつくとですね、俺はダメだって言ってるのは自分なんですね。
But then I just, that's when it like really dawned on me, like, I'm telling myself all the time what bad guy I am.
まあ、敵とかですね、まあ、悪魔とかダメって言って
言うんですよ。
Or like some, you know, force around is like telling me, you're bad, you're failing.
でも祈ってるんですね、神様は。それを言ってるのは他で、I'm telling you, you're good.
So God is
good. You're good.
あなたはいい人
だ。そうそう。あ、良い、まあ、良い
人
です よね。
いい人、
でも良い人じゃないんですね。良い人って言うとちょっと間違いがあるんですけども、良い人ではないんです。何が良いかって言ったら、
well, it's not exactly the same as you are good, but
let me explain. It's not a good person. It's not a good person. なぜかというと、私は自分の子供を十字架につけるほどあなたを愛してる。
God is just reminding me, like, that's how much I love you, that Jesus went on the cross. I love you.
あなたが良いのは、私があなたのために死ぬほどの価値があるほどから良いんだっていう。
I think you're that valuable, and that's the good that I'm talking about.
自分の価値は、あの十字架の死をも持つほどの価値を神様は見てくださるっていうんです。
You have enough value that it's worth death of some what I value.
私たち一人一人は、しかし神様は良いもの、良いと言ってくださってるんですよ。
So God is making us valuable and speaking of our worth to Him.
You are good.
You're good.
I die for you. You are good. I die for you. と言ってらっしゃるんですよ。
あなたのために。死にました、
うん、ですからダメだダメだっていう声はそれは偽りの声です。
So this voice that says, "Ah,、you're no good," that is not from God.
神様は、You are good. I die for you.
That's not what God doesn't say that to us. Doesn't tell us that we're no good.
イエス様はザーカイのところに行った時に。全然ザーカイの罪を最初に指摘しませんでしたね。
Let's just remind ourselves again how Jesus treated Zacchaeus. He didn't say, Zacchaeus, what's wrong with you? Why did you do those things?
ただ置いてきなさい。今日あなたの家に入りますと言うんです。
He just treated him gently and kindly and loved him.
そんなところにいるんじゃなくて、今置いてきなさい。あなたの家に入りますと言うんです。
And then just such kindness and consideration, not any attack. Come down. I want to go to your house.
同じように今日イエス様も皆さんにそう言われてるかもしれない。降りてきなさい。そんなところにいないで、今日あなたの家に入りますと。
Jesus is giving us the same message today. We don't have to stay up in a tree and looking at him from a distance. He's calling us to be together with him. He wants to come to our house.
ザーカイは単純に降りてきました。
So Zacchaeus took and Jesus' message for what he said, and he came down the tree.
I like you. って言ってくださいます。
God is giving us the same message. あなたに価値があります。
I like you.
好きだよ。
I like you.
好きだよ。
こう言われてどうですか？ I
love you.
I like
you. God is saying that to you.
もうちょっとね、なんとも言えないんですよ。これ日本語にしたらゾクゾクとするような。I like you. でも、そう言ってくださる神様なんですね。
It sounds like awkward and weird if we say it in Japanese, but that's what God is saying to us.
今日私はあなたの心に入って、あなたを癒し、清めますと言ってくださいます。
He's telling us, I can heal you, I want to heal you and have to change your heart.
今日私はあなたの家に入って、あなたを癒し、清めますと言ってください。
I want to go to your house with you and heal you.
そういう人ですね。ちょっと待ってくださいという人がいるかもしれません。
So, I mean, actually, when you get that kind of message, maybe you feel like, whoa, what is happening?
ね、ある人は、イエス様、とんでもない。私は小さい。もう私はイエス様、なんて言って、こう、拒否する人もいるかもしれません。
Or Jesus is approaching you with this kind of message of, like, love and I want to heal you, and then you might feel a little overwhelmed, like, whoa, wait a minute.
もしくはですね、イエス様ちょっと待って、汚いんで掃除してから向かいます。
Or then, yeah, you feel like, wait, Jesus, you're gonna come to my house. Hold on, I have to go home and clean it up.
でも私たちの心は私たちの力で掃除をすることはできないんです。
But the truth is, we do not have enough power to clean up ourselves.
私たちの罪はイエス様に入っていただいて、イエス様しか私たちを清めて癒してくださる人はいないんです。
There's no one, not ourselves or anyone, except for Jesus who can clean up.
ですから、イエス様が I love you, I like you と言った時に 私たちはそのまま感謝してイエス様を受け入れることができるんです。
So when Jesus says to us, 好きだよ then let's just accept that. Let's just receive this gift that Jesus wants to give us.
まず癒しを受けましょう。
Let's receive
the Jesus healing. 皆様を出迎えて癒しを受けましょう。
Let's receive.
癒された時に私たちはもう違うことができる新しい価値観が与えられます。
When Jesus gives us this healing, then we can live by a different standard.
もう今までもケチだったと思う、ケチだったのがケチじゃなくなったりするんです。
So I mean, for example, you were so stingy. You're going to be changed to generous.
今までさ、いつも文句ばっかり、わーって言ったの、もう喜びで満たされるかもしれません。
Maybe you've been such a complainer, and you're going to turn into a person who's full of joy.
いつも怒ってたのが、本当に穏やかな心が与えられるかもしれません。
Maybe you've been so angry all the time, and you're going to turn peaceful.
なかなか人の声が聞こえなかったのが少し聞こえるようになるかもしれません。
Maybe you've been someone who just can't really hear and take in what other people have been seeing, and Jesus will change your ears.
ひょっとしたらいつも自分中心だったのが私たちの周りをもう少し見えるようになるかもしれません。
Maybe we've been selfish and will be changed to the kind of people who can think about others.
イエス様と出会って癒された時に。
When we meet Jesus and we are healed by him,
全く新しい神様の価値観を与えられます。
Then he also changes our hearts to be aligned up with his values.
全く自由にされます。
And free.
ケチから解放されます。
And free from being stingy.
ねえ、ケチから解放されます。
I don't want to be stingy.
ね、喜んで捧げる人に変えられていきます。その喜びを他の人たちに分かち合うような思いが与えられます。イエス様は素晴らしい方。イエス様は私たちを良いものとしてくださる。イエス様は私たちの罪を関係なくそのまま迎えてくださる。
ここ
で。ザーカイのところに行ったときに神様イエス様は言うんですね。私は本当に弱い人、病人、罪深い人たちに来た。そして私たちのところに、私たちのような小さいもの、意味のないところにイエス様は来てくださいました。
Jesus came for these people he was speaking about, weak, blind, poor. They don't have anything.
私たちはイエス様が必要なんです。
And we need him too. We're like that too.
イエス様を受け止めましょう。
So let's receive.
癒されましょう。
Let's be healed by him.
そしてその何か次にそれを持ってできる人に変えられていきましょう。今までの考え方を私たちはシフトできるかもしれません。
And then we can have a shift in our thinking too.
本当に謙遜になって。
We can be humble.
でも小さくならず。
But not shrinking away.
でも大きく神様に用いられる人一人になりたいと思います。
We can become people that God is using for His amazing work.
今日はイエス様と出会ったザーカイの物語を読みましたね。
We read Zacchaeus' story today.
でも今日私たちの物語も語ることができるんです。
And then now we're going to have a story.
それを記していきましょう。
And let's just
それを次の世代にも語り継いでいきましょう。
Yeah, let's think about it. Let's realize Jesus has healed us and given us a story that's as powerful as the story of
Jesus. 今から賛美して祈っていきますけれども、今日癒されることをまず祈ります。
Okay, we're gonna sing a song, but while we're praying, let's think about the healing that Jesus.
今日イエス様が一人一人の名を呼んでいらっしゃいます。
Jesus knows your name the same way he knew Zacchaeus' name.
今日私はあなたの家に泊まる。
And he's saying, I want to go to your house.
You are good.
好きだよ。
You are good.
好きだよ。
I died for you.
あなたのために死にました。
それをしっかり受け止めましょう。
Let's receive that from Jesus today.
そして今日変えられて癒されましょう。
And let's be changed and healed.
Amen.
Amen.
祈っていきましょう。
を聞いて、私はすごい日本人だなと思ったことがあります。
To the message today、I really felt like in some ways that oh I'm really a Japanese person。
っていうのも日本人は例えば物が落ちたものを拾ってもらったときにありがとうございますっていうよりもあすいませんって言うじゃないですか。
For example, in Japan, if you drop something and somebody picks it up for you, rather than saying to that person, oh, thank you so much, we Japanese people will often say, oh, I'm sorry.
多分ありがとうございますって言われた方が
Maybe the person who picked it up would be happier if you just thanked them.But Japanese culture is more of kind of saying, oh, I'm so sorry and feeling bad about somebody helping them or doing something for them.So I realized that when Jesus loves me or when I see his cross and that he died for me, I receive it in a kind of Japanese way. And that's like, even for me, Lord, you do that, I'm so sorry.It's maybe far better just to, with a simple and pure heart, just say, thank you, Lord. But before I have that feeling, instead comes out of this, oh, I'm sorry. For, even for me, like, so worthless, you do that.And maybe there's people here who also have that same kind of response to Jesus' love and his death for us. But I don't think that's the response that God desires.But I really want to declare together today.
I
really want to practice together our response to God's love. Not, oh, I'm so bad and I'm so sorry when we receive His love, but rather responding with a grateful and a thankful heart.
何かができるから優れているから愛をくれるんじゃなくて私たちそのまま生かされているだけでこの愛がに値すると言ってくださって感謝。
So, really am so grateful and we need to be so grateful that, that God loves us and He's not expecting anything in return for that love.
Thank you.